I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A cold and drizzly Monday didn't keep thousands of Atlanta United fans from flocking downtown to celebrate the team's Major League Soccer Championship. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
The Atlanta United secured the MLS Cup Saturday night with a 2-0 win over the Portland Timbers at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Now, the city celebrates. Corey Patterson, an Atlanta native, gathered with fellow fans behind the stadium to welcome the team and its trophy. He said this championship is for everyone.
I just want to see us win, like this city win, see the Falcons, the Atlanta United, anybody win. You know, I just love Atlanta, man.
The Atlanta United have only been around for 2 years, and that's all it took to win the title of MLS's best soccer team. Now, the eyes of fans across the state turn to the Braves, Falcons, and Hawks. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The federal government has released a blistering report on their findings regarding the cyber breach of the credit reporting agency Equifax that exposed the personal information of 148 million Americans last year. The AJC reports that the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee says the incident was, quote, entirely preventable and due in part to outdated security systems and an unaccountable corporate management structure. The report released yesterday caps off a 14-month investigation into the breach, which is one of the largest in U.S. history. Recommendations about ways that federal agencies and private companies can prevent future hacks include moving away from social security numbers as the prime way to authenticate a person's identity. The Atlanta-based company says it identified significant inaccuracies with the report's factual findings, but agree with many of its recommendations. Well, a new study finds that Atlanta is the most expensive commute for workers in the country over a lifetime. EducatedDriver.org measured how much workers will spend on vehicle operating costs and how many miles commuters will drive in a lifetime. If you drive a sedan, the website says you'll spend over $180,000 commuting over a 45-year career. For SUV drivers, that number jumps to $220,000. The data says Atlanta drivers spend an average of 62 minutes each day going to and from the office, which adds up to 484 days lost in a 45-year career. Well, county-certified election results show a state lawmaker losing his Northeast Georgia seat by just 2 votes in a court-ordered repeat of a primary election. The close finish in State House District 28 entitles State Representative Dan Gassaway of Homer to a recount if he requests one. Official results certified Friday in Banks, Habersham, and Stevens counties show challenger Chris Irwin barely defeated Gassaway. A total of 7,040 votes were cast in the special primary. A judge ordered the primary redone last Tuesday because some voters in the initial May election were mistakenly assigned to the wrong House district. No Democrats ran in Gassaway's district, meaning the GOP primary winner wins the House seat. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks travel to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night. Tip-off is 8:30 p.m. With a record of 6-20, the Hawks are 13th in the NBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.